So that's one, but this one, this is the point. So is the what second steps of the Lumbering practice, thinking the precious of the human rebirth. Because that this is the very important point to do the every of the Dharma practices. This practice is very important. Okay, now the point is that now the yeah, so that's why the precious of the human rebirth, this is the one practice point, what we have to think that every when we start to do the every when we this is the steps of the practicing Dharma, so this is important. Okay, so when we look at that from as you are being the Dharma practitioner, number one is that we will always think that the first of all that you always think that our human birth, we are born as a human, is a very we something often a very precious thing. Because our life, most of people have a difficulties, and sometimes we will lose the courage in our life. Sometimes we will feel that we have nothing. So these all we calls are the negative thoughts always comes in our mind. So generally, people always used to say that we have to think the positive. But we have to know how we have to develop the positive thought. This is one of the way to developing the positive thought. So people always used to say that think positive, but we have to know how to think the positive, how we have to develop the positive thought, then only we can think positively. Most of time that we will negative thoughts will come in our mind. So that's why Buddhist practitioner, being the practitioner, first we think that we have obtained a very precious human rebirth. Precious human rebirth, thinking that we have to think that we are lucky, we have obtained the human. If you're born in the animal, we cannot speak, we cannot practice, we cannot Dharma, we cannot listen to Dharma. So if you're born in the animal, it will be very difficult. But we are lucky that we are born in the human. Not only we born in the human, we born in the human where we can practice and listen to Dharma. That's where we have to think. Always it will, when we think that point, then we will feel that we are lucky. So when the people's life, we will always think about what we lost. We will never think that what we gain. In the people's mind is a change. We will always know what we lost. What people's mind is very strange. People's always mind thinks always what they lost. They will never think that they gain. People what they lost. Yeah, so people mind is very strange that people always thinks the more in the what they lost. They never think much of the what they gain. I think as I told you before, while you are walking on the street, when you found the $100, you will feel very happy. Now, while you're walking on the street, when you lost the $100, you will feel very sad. So as I told you, now when you lost $100, you will feel the sad or unhappy. When you found the $100, you will feel very happy. Now question comes that which remains the longer? The happiness will be remain the longer, or sadness or unhappiness will remain the longer. So while the founding the $100, the happiness maybe leave at 10 or 15 minutes, if in case. When you lost $100, maybe that unhappiness will remain maybe 1 or 2 hours. Am I right? Which remains longer, happiness or the unhappiness? Because 90% of the people's unhappiness will take the longer. But logically, why? Actually, it should not happen like that. Because once the finding the $100, losing the $100, the amount is the same. But the why the unhappiness remains longer? That's the logically it should be the same, but in the reality it's not happening like that. The amount might be same $100, maybe amount while you founding the $100 and the losing the $100. That it's just like that. The unhappiness will be remain the longer, and the logically it should be that it the unhappiness or happiness should be the same, because the amount is the same $100. So that's why the one point is. That's why one thing is that that's why it's happening, because people's minds always think more on the losing. People always think thinks the more on the what they lose, they will think very less on the what they gain. So that's the maybe the one reason why we the one lose something, our unhappiness remains very long. So that's why the mostly the people's when we win with things too much of the what we lose, then it will make us more unhappy. When we think the more on what we gain, it makes us more happy. If you look at our life, so many things we have gained, so many things what we have lost. If you look at our life, even my life, so many but I've lost something very close to me. I've lost. Even sometimes, I gained so many good things. So my job is not look for the what I lost, look at the what I gain. So that's why it teaches us the think the positive way. That's why you think the thing of the precious human rebirth. When you think the human rebirth is very precious, then we will feel that we have obtained the human rebirth. So it will teach us to look at the what we gain. So that's why even if you look at our life, there are so many things we have lost, so many things we gain. Now our job is to look at the what we gain. So that will make us more happy. When you look from the what we lost, it will make us more unhappy. That's why Buddha, when he gives the teaching, he says that we always have to feel that we have to obtain the precious human rebirth. That is the first step. So to generate the positive thought. So whenever we wake up in the morning, we have to think that we are really blessed that we have not died the last night. When we wake up in the morning, you have to think that you are really blessed that you have not died. So still you have a day to live. So there is a human now that you will now the same up till here. So you are so up till here that first we have to think the precious of the human rebirth. Now the second question comes: why we have to think the very precious of the human rebirth? In this world, they are the billions of the human. Yeah, one point they are the billions of the people, but one is the billions of people. They are human, but they have not obtained the precious human rebirth. They are the difference between the human and the precious human. So you can see that in the liberation plan in the precious human rebirth, they told that every of the precious human rebirth is called that who have the no defects, 8 defects of the birth. So you can see that now the 8 defects. Now you can see that the 8 defects is called that now you can see the 8 defects. It's just like that. So you can see that we as a born as a human and not holding the wrong view, not holding the wrong views and not holding that the Buddha is not exist, Dharma is not exist, like this wrong, very strong wrong views. We are not holding a very strong wrong views. So in the even if you are born as a human, when you hold the very strong wrong view like the 3 jewels are not existed, Dharma cannot help you any cost. So it's just like that the one person is a sick, when he said that he is not going to eat the medicine at all, there's no cure for that his disease. When one person is sick, that person, sick person is saying that he don't want to eat the medicine at all, he's not going to touch the medicine at all, then there is no cure for that disease person. Same thing like that person who holds that of such a wrong, very strong wrong view, last the 3 jewels are not existed. So like this person's Dharma cannot have any cost. So this is the one defect of the even you born as a human. When you hold the such a like this, the strong wrong views, it is a one defect. There's so many people in the millions of the people, they are born as a human, but still they have got the human rebirth, but they don't get the precious human rebirth. Precious human rebirth should not have the 8 defects. So this is the first defect, okay, defect that holding the very strong wrong view. Now the 7th defect is we are not born in the animal. That is we are born not born in the animal. That is a 7th defect. Who born in the animal, so we cannot do the Dharma at all. So this is a 2nd defect. Who born as an animal. Okay, fine. Then I think the Vietnamese term is going the same as the dependent term, the animal. But is a human is animal or not? That's the one big question, okay, for the English term, okay, animal, okay? Yeah, because if you look from the scientific point of view, it is quite difficult. Because the human is a transform from the animal. First is a monkey and the ape, then it's transforming into the human. I think this is we call the Darwin theory. Yes. Sometimes the Darwin theory makes a little bit difficult of the creation, God creation. When they say the God created a human, sometimes this makes it very difficult to go with the Darwin theory. When the Darwin says that evolution from animal, and I mean the monkey, ape, then human, it comes. So we are not born as an animal. Once we're born in an animal, now it's very difficult for us to do the practice of Dharma. So we are not born in an animal. So that's why there's a second defect, okay? We don't have that second defect. Fourth is we are not born in the, we are not, fourth, third defect is we are not born in the hungry ghost. Yeah, fourth is that we are not born in the hell. So we are not, this is a fourth defect of that, okay? We are not born in the hungry ghost, we are not born in the hell. So we are not born in the place where there is no Buddha Dharma. This is the fifth, okay? I will tell you the one story. One of my students, he's American, okay? So his father and the parents are the, is a government very high office. He's in the government official. So he told me he went to many different places when he was young. So his father is a government official. They have to move from one country to another country. Then one occasion that a few years back, one occasion he has got the time to go to the Tibet. He reached the Tibet. Then he told me that he was very surprised and really, really surprised about the regarding about the, talking about the compassion, benefiting the other. He never heard and he never had this idea when he was studying in the school. He was only thinking for the self and self, to improve the self. He had never heard and thought about the compassion, thought of the benefiting the others, hold the sentient beings, like this idea. He heard first time in the Tibet. So really, he was really surprised and amazed. That is the first turning point, he told me, to come to the Buddhism. So that's why that this is a defect, is that because of that he was born in a place where there is no Buddha Dharma. So to him, from the childhood, maybe he have not heard about the compassion, benefiting the other thing, for benefit of all of the sentient beings like this, but he never heard, because he was born in a place where there is no Buddha Dharma. So we are born, so that's why some we have heard the Dharma, because we are born in the place where there is a Buddha Dharma. So this is the one, so we are born in the place where there is no Buddha Dharma. To born in the place where there is no Buddha Dharma is a one type of the defect. So that's why since the one, so that's why you call that, that even there are the millions of the people, they are the born in the place where there is no Buddha Dharma at all. Millions of people born in the place where they never heard about the compassion, never heard about the benefiting the others. So and that's why they just brought up in the such a condition, with such an environment, only for the self, just follow their own instinct, just self. So that's why one of the my experience with one of the scientists is a physicist, okay, physics scientist. We are having the discussion about the Buddhism and the science with a physics scientist. He's quite old. He have no any religion, he don't follow any religion. So we are talking and the talking physics point. I told him it's a very interesting what you are talking, the physics and this all the small, I mean the particles and the atoms while you're talking. I told him it's a very interesting what you're talking. So he told me the one thing that, it's very interesting. He told me that he spent the 30 years of the research of the physics after he's obtained the doctorate in the physics. 30 years he spent his 30 years of life after doing the research of the physics, these atoms, after his doctorate in the physics. He told me after spending the 30 years of the research after the, he's getting the PhD degree, still he told me that the, he feels inside, deep down, inside the empty. He feels that the, he have found the nothing. At that time, I feel that like that, how I'm very lucky. At that time, while I'm talking, maybe I finished the Buddhism in the PhD, Gishu Larma, maybe 2-3 years later, when I met him 2-3 years later, I thought that I have just finished the PhD and I've done, after the finishing the PhD in Buddhism, after 2-3 years, I'm studying in the Buddhism, after the finishing the, my degree, I never felt that the empty inside. I never felt that I have found nothing. I never felt that. So I think I'm lucky. Looking at him, he spent the 30 years on these particles and the atoms or like this, 30 years of doing the research, still he find things himself, or still he feels that he has found nothing. One point, he's really very, very educated person, really a scientist, PhD degree holder in the physics, very, very scientist. But the subject what he is studying is sometimes comes a little bit unrelated with the life, how we spend the life, yeah, sometimes. So that's why whenever I go, to the, give the talks at the college and the university, I always emphasize the one point, based on the modern education, we need some of the spiritual advice. It should be combined to have the good life. That's very important. So millions of people, they are getting the very good modern education, but they are not getting the spiritual advice because they are born in such a place where there is no Buddha Dharma. Yeah, so when you look from the, all this point of view, then you will feel that oh, we are born in the place where there is a Dharma. So really you will feel that your joy. Especially I like very much of the Vietnamese tradition where you are the releasing the animal. Really I admire that. you have the, such a good tradition like that, yeah. So Nepal is a, such a place, very strange place. You will see in the Nepal that the, in the some of the occasion, people kill the animal. Kill the animal to do the puja. To say, yeah. Some of the Buddhists also follow that in Nepal. So in the public, I always tell them that when you want to do the Buddhist, you cannot kill. When you want to kill the animal and do the puja, you don't become the Buddhist. It's your wish whether you become the Buddhist or not Buddhist that you can decide. But once you consider yourself the Buddhist, you cannot do that. That I always used to promote these ideas because they are not knowing the purpose of the Buddhism. Okay, now we have ended the five, okay? Now the six is that they're just born as a, such a remote area, just a very, very remote area. Once you're born as a very, very remote area, then it will be very difficult to do the so much of the Dharma activities when you're born in a very remote area. This is the, okay. Yeah, so then again, is that, that's a six, isn't it? So now the seven is a defect, is who cannot speak, who cannot hear. There's a seven defect. Then the eighth defect is a born as a heavenly beings, okay? Heaven, yes. Beings. When you're born as a heaven being, then it will be very difficult to do the practices, the Dharma. Yeah, so that's why now you can see that now in this eighth defect, now look at ourselves, how many defects we have. I think none of these defects. Now, if you look at this world, there are the billions of the people, but you can see that the millions of the people are having the sum of these defects, so they don't have the precious human rebirth. So that's why always we have to think the one step, that the first we have to think that the, we have obtained the, such a precious human rebirth, yeah. Number one. So once we think of that, then you will feel that you are lucky. Sometimes you forget that how lucky you are. Sometimes we forget that how lucky we are. You are lucky or not, it's up to you how you think. If you look at a person who won $1 million in the lottery, is he or she lucky or not? It depends up to the how he or she thinks. If the person who won the $1 million in the lottery, but still if he or she feels that he has not won the $2 million, not a lucky, unlucky. So mostly that how you think, it makes a big difference. So that's why Buddhism always talks the positive thoughts. When we think about the obtaining the precious human life, precious like that way, so then we will feel that we are really lucky. I will give you, there's a one man who told that he's going to die, commit the suicide. There's a one man. Yes. Okay, that man, and then he decided to commit the suicide. He is just going to jump in the river. So he just came from sight of the river. And there's one man, okay, he's going to commit the suicide. So one master came to him and asked him, why you are going to commit the suicide? That man told, in my life, I have nothing. So I have nothing. That's why I don't want to live. I want to die. I want to jump in the water. So what happened is that then he told me that, just can you wait for the 1 or 2 days. Before dying, I just want to take you to the king's court. Then you can die after 1 or 2 days. So that person, then the master is asking, are you sure that you have nothing? You don't have any precious things. He told that the master that I have nothing. I have nothing, the precious things in my life. So what happened is that that master took that person in the king's court. Then he asked, just stay in front of the king. Then he just went near of the king and whispered in the king's ear. Then he just came back to that person's. After the whisper, then he told that man that the king was very willing to buy your 2 ears. He's going to give you the 10 gold coins to buy your 2 ears. Are you going to sell it? He said, no, I don't want to sell it. Then he just went to the king's, near of the king, and whispered the sum in the king's ear. Then again, the master came back and told that now king is ready to buy your 2 hands. He is going to give you the 50 gold coins for your 2 hands. Are you going to sell your 2 hands? So then he said, no, why I have to sell my 2 hands? I'm not going to sell it. Then again, that master went to the king's near of the king and whispered something in the king's ear. And again, the master came back to that person. So then he told that the master told him that now king is ready to buy you the 2 eyes. He's going to the 100 gold coin for the 2 eyes. Yeah. That man gets very angry and shouted to the master, told, now you are crazy. You are crazy. This is a totally crazy. So I'm not going to send my 2 eyes for the 100 gold coins. Yes. So he left the king's place, that man. So then the master came after that man and told that master that the first you are saying that you have nothing, a precious thing. Look at your body, human body. How precious is it? You are not going to sell your 2 ears for the 10 gold coins. You are not going to sell the 100 gold coins for your 2 eyes. So you feel it is more precious than that. So you are very precious thing. You are going to destroy it. That's such a precious body. Yes. The master told him that. So like that. So Tibetan, we have the saying, when it is too close, we cannot see. Tibetan one have one we are saying, when it is too close, we cannot see. Just as the hair of the eye. Okay, yeah. So when it's too close, too close, we cannot see it. Same thing like that, we are having the very human precious body, but still we are not realizing it because we are having it very close. One occasion in the Taiwan, one mother came with her son. Usually her son is very good. So mother is complaining quite a lot about her son. So I told him that you are not seeing his good qualities. You are seeing the only of his weak qualities, because your son's good qualities are too close to you. So that's why you cannot see that his good qualities are. So sometimes the parents, when they look toward the kids, also they have to balance, they have to look at the properly of their good qualities, also the weak qualities. Sometimes the parents go more towards their weak qualities of their children. So I think it's quite important for the parents side to look at some of the good qualities also of their son and their children. So the children's side, I think it's a very important look at the good qualities of their parents, good qualities of the parents and the family members. That's very important. When you are staying the family, when you are staying all together, sometimes you won't see the good qualities. More you will see all the wrong sides. So also that is a very important to keep look at the positive or the good qualities of your parents, your family member. Also that's very important. Sometimes you have to also understand for the children's side, when the parents grow very more and more old, I think their character will be a little bit changes, or maybe you will find a little bit of difficulties to deal, but still you have to look the more positive points sides. That's a very important point. Okay, that's very important. So that's why important point. So that's why not only do we have to obtain the precious human rebirth, so that's also we have to look the all these the positive sides of the what we obtain gain. Also, we have to look the positive sides of your family members, rest of the family members. When you look toward the more the positive sides of your family member, then you will feel more easy to deal with them. Then you will generate the more genuine love towards them. When you look the more positive signs, positive points, okay? If you look at the human society and the human group and the animal society and the animal group, big difference is that in the human society, in the human group, you will feel more difficult to the dealing with the others. In the animal, when they become the one group, there is no difficulty with the dealing and the keeping the relations inside among the animals. Okay, because the animal, so because that's why in the humans, that life, we have to think the more positives and the more qualities, good qualities of the rest of your family members. That's very important. Okay, this is one of the today's for your homework, okay? Just when you get back, just think that how you are often the human rebirth, how you are the lucky you have that. Look at more of the positive sides of what you gain, okay? This is number one. Number two is to look more of the positive points of the positive sides of your family member, okay? Suppose your husband, wife, children, parents, okay, like that, okay? So now the second point is, now we have often the precious human rebirth. Now what we have to do on the second question. So what we have to do is that now we should not waste our life. We should not waste our life. We have to make our life as a very meaningful. We have to make it a very good life. This comes the second, not the point. We has born, so we as a born as a so human, we have the born and we have also obtained the very precious human rebirth. Now what we have to look forward to, we have to do the very meaningful things or in life. Meaningful thing, good things, not to waste our human life. That's a very important point. Second important point. That always you have to keep in your mind. Sometimes in the young ages, sometimes we waste a lot of our human precious human life. We're wasting. We are not only the wasting, we are destroying and sometimes some young ages, some peoples. One occasion, in the few years back, one occasion I was invited in the drug rehabilitation center in the South India. There's one very big city in Bangalore. It's called millions, maybe 10 or 11 million people stay in that city. There's one drug rehabilitation center. So I was invited to give the talks for these old people. So, one point very sad, while I'm reaching there, even these people cannot concentrate 5 minutes. They cannot sit properly. They cannot concentrate on my talks on the 5 minutes. there's no point of the talking the Dharma, and there's no point of the talking of the improve the their life. I can't do anything when I reach over there. Even because they cannot concentrate on my point. Because they are just like the person who are just lost their memory, just lost everything. For my side, I feel very sad. Really, they wasted their, really, they are the precious human life. But I can't do anything. Nothing I can do. But 2 point, I'm quite sad what they, how they waste their life. Second point is I can do nothing for them. Just they ask me to give the advices, but I can't do anything. Because they cannot concentrate on my word more than 5 minutes. But even they try their best. Because they look like they really are lost memory people. 1 point, very sad. So really, very sad, 1 point, yeah. 1 point, I feel that quite lucky that I'm not like them. I didn't become like them. I remember the one occasion in the Taiwan when I visited the kids' prison. Most of the kids who caught in the prison, two things, stealing and the drug. In the Taiwan, where I was giving the teaching, the teachings, and in the prison, I mean, the few times that they, I went to the prison to giving the teachings. In the, especially the teenage prison, they got caught up in the two cases, stealing and the drugs. So because they are not knowing that the, how the precious of the human life, they are not knowing the precious of the human body. So they just take it everything just for the sake of the enjoyment. Really, they are not knowing that the precious of the human life and the precious of the human body. So that is, so that's why now you can see that, that's why now the second point that the, now once we're the human, we have born as a human, precious human life. Now the second point, we have to think, we have to do the very meaningful thing, good things. So good things, and so that good things and the human rebirth, we are born as a human, but we will not remain as a human 100 years. There's a certain time limits, we have the time to live as a human. In this time limits, we have to do the very good things, what we can from our side. According to the, our ability, we have to do the good things. If you look at in this world, millions of the people comes and millions of the people goes. Among these millions, few people have, will have the good and happy life. We have to become these few people, okay? So yeah, this is just like that. So in this world, you, as I told you, millions of the peoples are coming, millions of the peoples goes. But among these millions, few peoples will having a very good and happy life before they leave this world. We have to become these few people. So that's why what we have to do is, what we have to do is, born as a human. Now the today's second homework is, the other homework is that you have to think that now that you are born as a human, now you have to think that you will do, you will have the very meaningful, and you will do the good things as you can. Okay, that you have to think again and again in your mind, okay, to remind yourself, okay. That is the second homework, okay.
Yes.
So that is the, now you got all the my homework clear, isn't it? This homework you can do everywhere, okay? Everywhere, in your home, in your workplace, only these homeworks you can do, okay? I think there is a one, the question, last session, okay? There is a one question, only one question, okay? I think there is a one question at the last session.
So last time, Mr. asked that you told that we believe what we don't see, but we don't believe what we can see. But actually, what we see here, we cannot justify that it is appear as it is. So when things doesn't appear as it is, so we cling to that and we arise some negative thought. So how can we justify that what we see is the real thing in reality?
Okay. She is over there or not?
Yeah, she's not here, Gela.
Okay. Okay, just maybe, okay, fine. Okay, then maybe, okay. That question, okay, generally this question, okay? So generally that the, what we can see is true or not, it's now, it's a quite deep way we have to talk it. Yeah, the some of the philosopher, Buddhist philosopher says that what we see is a very true.
Yes.
But the higher Buddhist philosopher, higher Buddhist philosopher says that what we see are not 100% true. Maybe 60% is a true. Sometimes the what we seeing is sometimes what we see is not what we are not there. That is, yeah, it can happen. Sometimes we won't see which is there. But here that's the one comes the call that generally now the one time it can fail. Two times it can fail. Four or five times we won't fail. So most of time what we see is true. Most of time what we see is true. Now we will stop here, okay? Okay, then see you. Thank you.